Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Is it recording? Is it recording constantly? Like it's recording right now?
No, no.
It's very unique.
Is it recording right now?
Hi, I'm Sam Wolfson and welcome to the Vice UK podcast. Vice is a pretty young company. We're all about sort of in our late 20s. And so people are always asking like, hey, what do young people think about this, that and the third? Often we try and give them the best answer we can, but it's also been about 10 years since we were teenagers. And so this episode, we're doing something a little bit different. We've come to a school in East London and we've got a group of 15 to 16 year olds. And we're going to talk to them about some of the big issues facing young people at the moment. Everything from sexting and relationships when you're still at school to what they think about their own futures, whether they're worried about the things that my generation are worried about.
I'll just explain a bit about what we're doing. Do any of you know Vice? Have you seen it?
I don't think I've seen it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And I came across the website.
Oh, cool.
Before that, though, I've spoken to a couple of people. I guess they're sort of leaders in their own era of youth culture. I asked them all to complete the same sentence. The problem with young people today is... We're going to hear from Charlotte Church, John Lydon, and Stormzy.
The problem with young people today is that nobody's listening to them. Why do we think it's okay to spoon feed kids, you know, all of this information of shit that they don't necessarily need to know, especially not in this modern day and age? We need to be able to harness people's innate capabilities and creativity and their interests and, you know, be creative and be able to move laterally through the job market, which everybody's going to need to do in nigh on 10 years. But I think, you know, that specifically talks about children who are in education, but, you know, young people in general, I think, need to be listened to more because it's their future that everybody else is fucking up.
You don't realise that education is possibly the best free gift you've ever been given in your entire life, apart from the sun and the moon and oxygen. It can help you get out of all manner of problems in your adulthood. A little bit of knowledge goes a long way. Read and read and then read again and let books have a positive influence.
I've been in a bubble and that there's this big wide world and not everyone's against you and people are cool and I can be social, but being on the ends, you're just programmed to be anti-social.
Yeah.
Like anti.
Yeah.
As in, oh, rah, don't know you, like, cool. Don't talk to you, you know, all, these are people all funny. But now I feel like I've got both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
So even now when I come here, yeah, I understand that you lot are all a bit funny, but I also understand that it just depends on vibes, and you know what I mean. That.
So I'll start with Sam. This is Sam, the producer of the podcast. He's not going to say anything. What kind of person is Sam? Sam is quite an outdoorsy type. Sometimes I'll be like, "Hey, have you got that edit for the podcast?" And he'll be like, "Sorry, I'm just on a 300-mile bike cycle through the Isle of Wight, and I'll be back with you in a second."
This is Nathaniel. He's quite humorous, quite strong as well, you could tell.
This is Edson. He's honest and he's pretty intelligent.
This is Sarah. She has very good relationships with her friend, I would say. So that's a good thing.
This is Khadija.
she loves drama, I guess, because she's really good in our class.
This is Romario. He's a funny guy and a really outgoing person.
Next to me we have Rufusa. She's kind of quiet, but when you do talk to her, she's got endless amounts to say, and the little artsy person over there.
This is Zahib, and he seems very approachable and friendly.
You lot are so nice and polite. If that was me and someone was sitting next to me at school, they would have been like, this is Sam, he's a dickhead. I want to talk to you about some of the things that famous people we spoke to. We asked them like to complete the sentence. The problem with young people today is ... How would you answer that question?
Overly sexual. So you're sexualized, you think about things that you shouldn't be, all of that.
Certain people are way over sexualized, but I don't blame them, because it wasn't for the content that's accessible or the content that's so freely given, like celebrities and their music and whatever, they wouldn't be like this. So they have a heavy impact on how we are. I think people, girls especially, right, they go on Instagram and they see what all these other people are doing around the place and they think, oh yeah, these people are living the life, I should do what they're doing to try and make myself on their standard. It's like, just chill, man. You don't need to be other people to try and big yourself up.
What are we talking about? Slutty selfies?
Yeah, like the selfies, slutty selfies, sending nudes pics, yeah. How to, if a guy's gonna move to you, how to react? Should you act like this or act like that? There's no thought process of yourself. You would react how other people react to the same kind of stimuli, so...
What do the girls think? Do you feel like there's a pressure to be more sexual, or is it just something that other people deal with?
I think that there is a high demand for girls to be, you know, pretty and, you know, good-looking. There were a couple of girls that I used to know that they would actually, like, Photoshop their pictures. Well, not Photoshop, but it's an app. Wow. And, you know, you can make your waist slimmer, make your ass bigger. It's just ridiculous. Why would you do that just for a couple hundred more likes? But then you look at the pictures where she's just posted her face and there's less comments and less likes. But then you have the ones where she's showing off her body and all these guys are like commenting random shit. It's just ridiculous.
Be completely honest, how important are likes?
They're quite important. They're actually quite important. People will be like, oh, it's not about the likes in front of everyone else, but...
Normal people my age are known as celebrities, and having other people my age going and asking for a picture, why? Because they have a couple... 1,000 followers.
Do you think your social media popularity affects your real life popularity?
No.
Yeah, because there are some people that, you know, if they have, you know, less followers, you know, they wouldn't be rated by a lot of people. Whereas if you have a lot of followers, it's just like, oh, look, like that's whoever, and they have like, what, 30,000 followers? Do you get what I mean? It's just you uncontrollably like kind of like them. Well, not everyone, but some people.
All right, so we've talked a bit about social media. Let's go back to the question. The problem with young people today is anything else that you'd add?
Like nowadays, you see everyone, you have to have that one certain body shape. You have to have this, you have to look like this, you have to be pretty. And then after, everyone's just so brainwashed and everyone feel like, I have to have that certain body. I need to be thick, I need to be that. It kind of brings the girls down and stuff.
Do you think the pressure comes because you want to get boyfriends, or is it the pressure from other girls, or is it the pressure from social media? Like, where's the pressure coming from?
Everything. Because, you know, obviously at this age, you know, you want a boyfriend or you'd be interested in boys or girls. You could be a lesbian, I mean, I don't judge. And social media, like, for example, I was going to say, it does come from a global way, because, you know, you look at these big stars. Oh, you know, Nicki Minaj has a big ass. And then you have this girl that I know, she actually, like, you know, edits her pictures and she has a big ass in it. And then other girls my age who know her or like her friends or something.
I audition stuff, but I want to enjoy being young and stuff. Like, I don't want to grow up. Like, I don't want to be an adult. I don't want to have to deal with all kinds of pressure and rubbish like that. I just want to do like
stuff. Why do they call you childish? What things are you not doing?
Well, like, I'm like oversensitive a bit sometimes, but like, people just want to speed up and it's like, just slow down, like, enjoy what you have now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to try to act like that person who's already 40 years old, who's already made it, who's able to make decisions for themselves. It's like we're only 15, 16. We're only we're like, okay, maybe we're not children, but we're not like grown yet.
But then you have adults who constantly tell you every single day to grow up and stop being childish. It's like, yeah, what do we do? Do we act our age or do we become mature adults? I don't know what to do.
Do you think that this stuff actually matters in terms of like actual relationships and sex, or is it just like some weird sort of one-upmanship? Does that kind of thing make a difference to you? Be honest.
Be honest, it does, because you all want to get off a big back and big teeth.
Are you a boy? You asked me a boy, you responded. I'm a bit confused, Sarah.
I've heard of a lot of boys being like, oh, look at her ass, man.
Would you tap that? Like, that's become more like common now, that kind of phrase. Like, it's surprising, but it's normal for us to talk like that a bit. And it's like, now we even do it in public more, like, before it used to be restricted to our group chats. But now we'll do it in front of everyone, in front of the class. We'll shout across the, like, drawing lesson. It's weird. It's like, it's become normal.
You know what, I think these boys are getting all the shit, yeah? Listen, you girls are so innocent. Okay, maybe a couple of you, but some of you are not innocent. The girls, they talk just as much or even more so than the guys. All right, the guys are talking about, you agree, innit? Yeah, they might not say, oh, look at her ass or look at her chest or whatever, yeah? But they'll be talking about how... they talked about your ass. I don't understand. I don't understand how girls are talking about, oh, look at that guy's ass. Like, what?
I have a nice butt.
I get it if someone's saying it, like, not to like make like, but like it's fun, like that's what I have to say.
Yeah. No, but I feel like for girls, like I know because I don't talk about any of the boys here. Like I said, I like for me it's more or less like celebrities or people I won't get. Like I like for example, I rate people not in my school. I don't see anyone here as someone I would date per se.
You say about how like girls want guys to have big asses, but never have I ever once had a conversation with my friends who are all females about a guy's penis. We have never said, oh, I want him to have a big dick. Never, never, okay? It's like your girl has to have it, but more time you're gonna end up with a girl that actually doesn't have it. So it's like, why would you fantasize about this when in reality it's not gonna happen?
The difference between dicks and ass and tits is that the guys, unless you have guys a boner, you're not gonna see his dick. So you can't really start judging a guy. You just see his dick. Listen.
The grey sweatpants.
But when it comes to girls, yeah, when they're walking, it's, oh my lord, when they're walking, everything is just there for display. Whether or not they're trying to display it or not. You can still see it. When I'm with my boys, yeah, we don't say, oh, yeah, I want a girl with this, I want a girl with that. All we're simply doing is identifying what girl has what.
But why?
We never said we want it.
The girl that doesn't have it automatically feels down. Do you get what I mean? Even when you guys are just pinpointing, you may say that her having a big ass is not good, okay? But when other guys say it is, then that girl that doesn't have it is automatically felt insecure. And I can relate, okay?
I want to... move on to some other topics, but one last thing on good times and school and having fun. Like, there's a lot of chat in the media about clubs closing down and much less sort of all ages nights and underage nights that there used to be. Like, what is a standard weekend night for you guys? Like, is it house parties? Is it sitting in the park drinking tinnies? Is it just staying at home? What's the vibe? Like, Friday night?
Home. My phone.
Like, me personally, the most you do. You go cinema, you go watch a movie, you go out to eat, and you just window shop in Westfield. That's true. And that's like the biggest thing you would do on a weekend. So, yeah.
And then you have others our age again, friends of ours, well, mine, who go raving every weekend, which is like drinking.
What do you mean? Like they go to clubs and stuff? But
no,
how do
not
they
clubs,
get in?
Like house parties.
House parties. Mm. And the house parties, you guys don't really go to that many house parties.
Never been to one.
Never been to one?
Nope.
Really? What, not even like mate of a mate, everyone come down to bloody like Hemel Hempstead or something?
Because there's so much like cliques and groups now.
Yeah.
When it comes to like, I don't know, before, you've seen the movies, like say you're watching like a school movie, it'll be like the popular person's having a party, but they invite like the whole school basically to come. Now, if the popular person have a party, only them 10 people that are with that person is going to be invited, and then people outside of school. So
is that because like parents are way more aware of like Facebook invites and stuff, and they know what's
people have just like closed off into their own cliques,
right?
And it's like, if you're my mate, you're my mate, if not, then I don't know you. It's that way. Like a lot of people, they're in the same school as you for 5 years, you've never spoken to them. Like, it just happens.
Okay, so if it's not at house parties and it's not at clubs and stuff, then like, how do you, if you're looking to meet boys and girls outside of school, how does that happen?
Through
DMs. DMs? Yeah. Instagram DMs?
Yeah. Social media is the way, man.
Is it? What? Someone will just come out of the blue, slide in?
Yeah.
Or you could slide in. Like you have to like approach her, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's usually the guys sliding in the girl's DM. Like, you'll be with an ex.
And even if they don't know them, or they just know them a little bit.
Yeah, I've had guys I've never heard of and I don't know, they just pop up. It's like, yo, it's like, I don't know you, go away.
All right, but if it was someone who looked hot and you had a good chat with them, would you go on a date? Would you, like, meet up with them?
No. Mm. No. I don't know you. I don't want to see you.
What about the boys? Would
for
you?
Me, when you're, it's like when I say you go Westfield or whatever, that's where you meet the people. Or say somehow there's some sort of event that's going on in your area. Or like, you're, I don't know, you just go on a school trip or something, you're with your boys, you're walking on the road, and then girls are like mostly always in groups, isn't it? So your group squad's walking down one way, and then their group's going down one way, and then you guys make eye contact. Don't ask how, but like everyone's made eye contact at the same time, and you're looking, and then you, in that moment, you decide, do you move to them, or you just keep on walking and walk on straight? Or like if you're in the park and there's other people in the park and then you move to them, and then that's how you make connections. See, I'm more of a physical guy. I don't know about you guys and your typing, getting brave over the keyboards and that, but yeah.
Whenever we do this podcast, right, like for example, let's say we do a podcast on finances and everyone's going like, yeah, I don't know how to do my tax return, I'm really bad with money. And then everyone sits around and goes, if only we could have a lesson in school that could teach kids about like how to do a tax return and how to like start a business. Or then we have a podcast on mental health and we're like, yeah, the attitudes to mental health in the workplace are really bad. If only we had a lesson in school where we could teach kids about the right ways to deal with their mental health. If people started adding a bunch of lessons into your timetable that were just to kind of give you advice about being older, but there were no exams and you wouldn't get a grade for it, would you go to those lessons? Is that something you'd want?
It just depends on the time and like how much I'm actually interested in it.
What are the things that you would like to know about in the world that you feel like you're not getting taught about now?
How to pay bills, you know, run a family, run a life, basically. I don't know how to do any of those. I don't know. What do I do? What do I do when college is finished? What do I do when uni's finished? Who's going to teach me those things? What if your parents don't know? What if you don't have parents? It's like, who's going to teach me if the school educational system doesn't?
The mental health, you can teach them whatever, but until they're actually in the situation, you can't tell how they're going to act. But then with the tax return stuff and getting how to know how to pay bills and how to live in the house, live on your own and stuff, that would be useful.
How many of you want jobs that involve being famous? Any of you? You just want the money.
I don't really care if I'm famous or not. If I'm doing a job that's making the money where I can have the car, have the house, have the wife, have the stuff that I want for my
how
own time.
How do you think that you'll get the money?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why we need school.
I mean, it's fine to say, like, you have absolutely no idea, but do you think about what you might want to do?
I honestly don't know, because it changes every so often. Because I do well academically, but I'm also very interested in art. So I'm torn whether I go the academic route or I go the art route, so yeah.
Obviously, like, everyone likes the art route because yeah. The art route is fun.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of crazy to ask 16-year-olds, like, hey, do you want to do academic stuff or do you want to play music? Because obviously you want to play music. And sometimes playing music is exactly the right choice, you know, to do that. And sometimes it's just, like, a thing that you should have on the side. And how can you tell what the right thing to do is?
I don't really care about the money as much. As long as I'm enjoying what I'm doing, I'm interested. Because for me, I lose interest in things really easily. So I need to keep... I like things that keep me occupied.
So you think that, in general, your age group is quite... They're okay with grafting hard, with, like, putting the hours in?
I am aware that, you know, to go into college, you need good grades. But it's really difficult to stay on track and put the hard work in. Because, you know, some people just aren't educational, you know. You learn things for 5 years and you're meant to remember all of those all of that knowledge for 5 years into what, an hour and 45 minute exam? And it's like, how am I meant to do that when I've only got such a short period of time to revise such huge amounts of work? And how do I know that my emotional state won't, you know, let me down in the last minute? It's like, I'm not an educational person. I'm more of like physical, you know, actually doing it rather than writing it down.
You know, the government always says, like, yeah, we've got young people so excited about apprenticeships, about vocational courses. Has anyone even thought about any of that stuff?
For some reason, though, when I told my mum about it, she wasn't so keen on it, because she said, like, I'll just become obsessed with the money and I would stop working and stuff like that. But I think it's still like a really good route, I'd say.
Is it something that worries you? Like, do you ever feel like anxious about the future? You hear a lot that, like, young people are struggling, that they are likely to be poorer than their parents' generation,
that rents are very high, that youth unemployment is higher than it has been in the past, that young people are in worse paid jobs than they have been previously. Does that stuff like just seem like sort of news stories far away, or is it something that you think about a lot?
Unless I'm asked about it, I don't think about it. But then when I am thinking about it, it's dread. Like, you just worry, like, Bez. You're thinking, I guess that's why I don't think about it. Because if I'm going to think about it, I'm going to worry so much that I'm just going to lose my head.
Just brush it aside.
Yeah.
See, that is, to me, like, it's almost, like, maddening. Because I'm just like, oh, there's so many, like, easy little things that you could do now to help you out so that when you are, like, 23, you're not, like, having a shit time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but then when do you live your teenage life?
Yeah. No, it's not about not living now, but it's also just like planning, like being like, okay, when I leave school, I'm going to earn a little bit of money, you know, doing this job, and then save it for when I get out of school, so I'm not like whatever, like living kind of really hand to mouth. Or if you're going to uni, like doing a course, if you don't know what you want to do at uni, like instead of just sort of picking randomly, like picking something that could actually is really good for like leading towards an early job. Do you know what I mean? Like all these little things that would, that if someone kind of was going through with you guys and helping you pick the path that you wanted to be on, it's not that it's about making you have a shit time now. It just means that like, do you know what I mean? It's like, they're basically like, pick what you want to do with your life. And you're like, well, based on what?
Like, how are we supposed to know about the opportunities that there are? So you were saying how you're in school, you do a little job there. But like, we need to, it's not as easy to just find that job, especially if you've got situations at home or outside of school that may affect that, that you can't actually do what you want to do. Or say you are looking, but you're not sure where to look, because people aren't just like putting their availabilities out there. You have to dig and find it somehow.
I want to ask you a couple of quick fire questions now, and I hope that everyone can kind of get in, everyone gets a chance to say. Let me start with this. Would it be okay to be gay, openly gay at this school?
No.
No.
Why?
Unfortunately, it's like people just, they say, they use like gay as a joke. And it's, I understand it's meant to be a joke, but if you think about it, it's like you're using something that they are as a term to represent something that's like, that's rubbish, that like, you're, instead of saying, oh, that's crap, oh, like, oh, you're so stupid, you say, oh, you're so gay, you're like, it would hurt like a lot, and you couldn't be here, I think.
But I wouldn't say our school is one of the extreme schools. Like, you know, you have some schools, whether it's in UK or America, where they physically beat up the child for being gay. We don't have that. That would never happen. Maybe like just sly remarks here and there, but I don't think it would be to the point where the child would want to commit suicide. Yeah. Whereas you have in other schools.
It's to the point where they wouldn't want to come out if they could avoid keeping it secret.
Because like being verbal and like saying it to them can probably hurt more.
Yeah, I agree with Edson when you're saying how people use gay in their vocabulary as a replacement for other stuff. But I know a few gay people in our school, and they're living the life. Like, they're not bothered about what anyone else... Okay, so not everyone's going to be as confident as they are, or as like ignorant to what's going on. But, like, I don't feel that anyone treats them differently because how they are. I think so people will say, so like, say I was to say, Edson, do something, I say, oh, Edson, you're so gay, what are you doing?
But
it was like busting a joke or whatever, but nobody, if I knew Edson was actually gay, I don't think I would still say those things to him. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I think we have a certain amount of control where if we're conscious that the person is gay, we wouldn't like berate them for it.
I would say, because I'm technically, I would say out in a sense, because I'm like into girls and guys, so for me it was actually an alright experience. Like, no one really bothered me about it, and when they did find out, they didn't say anything necessarily. And they, like, I feel like, because for me, when they found out, they used to not necessarily say it towards me, but say it around me, and it's been cut
say out. What around you
say, like sly remarks, or like not towards me, but like other people, things like that, would say, oh, that's so gay or whatever. But or they would say things that would be very considered like very transphobic or like homophobic. They don't say that as much around me. And I feel like for our year, like year 11 is actually all right in terms of like, well, the people I'm around, they're all right when it comes to that. But especially young years, I don't think they know necessarily. So it's more or less about trying to find like awareness for the young years, but then again it could be just about maturing and like growing up and finding out about people.
I feel like if someone came out they have in the past, it's more of like everyone's, you know, talking about it the first maybe few weeks, but then after that it just dies down. Everyone goes back to their normal like friend groups and it's just like everyone kind of just lives their life, and that person I guess feels more free. It's not occurring for someone to keep bullying someone because of them being gay or anything. I mean, I haven't seen it, and I would say, you know, the friends that I hang around with, you know, we're like the, I guess, the rude ones, which I haven't seen them do, like, you know, things that kind of on brilliant. A regular basis.
Well, most of the time it doesn't even have a meaning, it's just a word that we've used and it's just come into our vocabulary. Like the word gay now has so many different meanings that are so far away from what it's supposed to mean that I guess we forget that being gay is actually a thing.
This is obviously like quite a diverse school, there's lots of people from lots of backgrounds in different countries. Do any like ethnic tensions or things that are happening sort of in the outside world come into play in school? Yeah.
No, I think people are cool.
The coolest thing.
Everyone mixes with each other. I mean, well, from the things that I see, we're all kind of close friends. You can see we're all really diverse here.
What, you were going to disagree?
Disagree, sorry.
Last time I had a girl come up to me and ask me if you had a particular person, would you go out with that person or murder them? And, like, I assumed, say, if I hated that person, I wouldn't go out with them. So I said I'll probably murder them. And she's like, oh, this is the reason why ICE is created.
She set you up there. She set you up. And do you feel like there is a bit of Islamophobia in general in
sometimes.
School? Have you had that back, those kinds of experience?
No, but like other people take the mick out of it. Say some people are not Muslim. I'll see them, some of them go around wearing the niqab and stuff that we call niqab. They'll wear and then they'll drop something and be like, oh, Allahu Akbar, and then they'll run out of the shop.
Yeah, now that, is that me?
Really?
It's just, it's become as a joke. I don't think people are deadly serious. Like, I think if you had a Christian and a Muslim, the Christian wouldn't necessarily always kill the Muslim or always, you know, beat them up and be like, you know, you're a terrorist. It's more of a joke and to, you know, kind of prank people and scare them. Like, I've seen the bombing pranks. It's funny.
What are the bombing
pranks? So it's like someone dresses in, like, what, full Saudi bombs. Arabian clothes and, you know, they go drop, like, a fake bomb in a shop or in a park or something and everybody just runs away. It's more of a joke. They don't do it to, you know, I don't know, to, like, you know, terrorise people.
We're so numb to racism. Yeah. Like, I remember, me personally, anything a teacher did to get to me, I say it was racism. If the teacher told me to be quiet, I was like, oh, miss, you're being a racist or whatever. And then we just used that word as a joke and then we're just numb. Like, me and my best friend, right, I'll call him, like, he's a B-Tech Indian because he's Pakistani, innit? And so everyone knows Pakistani came from Pakistan, came from India, and they all split or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then he'll call me, like, a B-Tech Somalian, and I'll be like to him, they're not even this, Jamaica and Somalia's not even the same country. It doesn't make sense. Or, like, I'll call him LT, like, little terrorist, and he'll call me some next names. And we're just cool. We just banter about. Then obviously adults get offended because adults just take everything way too seriously. But then if other people hear the joke, they'll probably just like laugh or giggle themselves or carry on walking. But I think adults are what make everything bad. So if it was up to children or kids like us, it wouldn't be. So I don't think what would be is classed as racism, but adults would put the word racism on that and then that's just what we've got to live with. That's what we're doing is racism.
All right, I feel like I've kept you here for ages, so I'm just going to go around the group one more time, and after everything we've talked about, can you complete the sentence? The problem with young people today is
they're just desperate,
too confident,
never want to slow down.
I think it's just a generation.
Personal identity.
Outspoken.
Those all sound like they can be bad things, but they can also be good things. And it seems like we've had quite a lot of positivity in this conversation. And it's been really nice to meet all of you who are all very interesting. This has been one of the fave ones to do, I think. My name's Sam Wilson. This has been the Vice UK podcast, produced by Sam Bonham at Rethink Audio. And we'll be back next week.
Thank you. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.